Welcome back to another episode of the Drop Back Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zane. And if you missed last episode, we did our NFL offseason winners and losers. But how are you doing today, Zane?
I'm doing pretty good. We're doing like a kind of new segment kind of thing. We're doing our QB rankings. So this episode will be 32 through 16, I believe. And then the next one will be probably the more exciting of the bunch, but these are both going to be crazy, so check them both out. It'll be 15 through 1, of course, so the other half. I'm pretty excited, though. I think these always can be kind of controversial and fun, so I'm just excited.
Yes. Also, shout out to Zane for thinking about this idea. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see where we have like the screen 31 through 35 clutch from Zane. So
it's just all the way 1 to 35. We're not going to do 35. We'll do top 32. So every team starting quarterback going into the year, who we think will start the year, of course. So so if I don't have May on there, he doesn't have May on there, that's because we probably both feel like he might not start.
Yes. I think actually no, I don't think he'll start. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't have him starting, just because of right now. The rumors say he's not. I'm gonna stick with what we have right now. So
I have Fields and Wilson on here.
That's fair.
Just because they both play like, there's no like projected starter for the Steelers right now. Like, I mean, I would probably say Wilson's probably the projected starter.
I would say Wilson starts.
Yeah.
Fields probably does punt return, but I say Wilson starts.
Wilson's just going to be like a running back, Fields is going to be a running back by the end of the season.
Oh, yeah. The gadget guy.
Just like he's going to be the Saints guy, tight end, wide receiver. What's his name?
Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill, yes. But would you like to get into this?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to start out the list. I don't want to put him this low, but it's just his supporting cast is just so bad. And I just think he's going to be bad because of it. So I have Bo Nix as QB 32 on my board right now.
All right. Yeah, that's fair. It makes a lot of sense. I did not, going into this, there was a bit of miscommunication between me and Zane. I had no rookies on my list. He had all of them except Penix, right?
All of them except Penix, and like parentheses, I had Brissett and May in like the same spot. So kind of like what you did with Wilson and Fields.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I will start the list off with, I think, I had Desmond Ridder at my 32 spot because he played with the Falcons. He's
fair.
Mostly the starting quarterback, but I'll do Bo Nix as well. Because of his starting cast, and Ritter's not going to start next season. And Bo Nix, he's a talented guy. I truly do think he is. But he was just drafted to a terrible situation.
Yeah. It's like Mac Jones. It feels like the Mac Jones situation. He has like a better cast, in my opinion, than Mac Jones had. But it's like the same style of situation, except with like a probably better offensive coach.
Yeah, he has he at least has a starting wide receiver for at least 8 weeks in Sutton.
Sutton will be good for to week 10 and then, I don't know, pull a hamstring and be out for the rest of the year or something.
Yeah.
So that leads us, I guess, probably right into, QB 31?
31, yes.
Yeah. For me, that's Aiden O'Connell. I'm not an Aiden O'Connell fan. I don't think he's very good. I think Nick's out of my bottom five. or like bottom like six or seven. I think all of them except Knicks probably gets replaced after this year. And I think Aiden O'Connell will definitely get replaced. He's got the cast, but I just don't think he has the it factor to be that starting quarterback for the long term.
Yeah, I fully agree. This is actually where I had Aiden O'Connell as well. His decision, he's very late with his decision making. Like, there will be an open receiver, and then he like just does not throw it when it needs to be thrown.
I think it was him when they played the Patriots last year. He got Davante Adams like killed on a play. It might not have been him, but I don't know. I just remember him.
I think Adams, I remember what you're talking about.
Absolutely, just body smacked by, I think Peppers. And I was like, ouch! One of the biggest hits I've seen in a while, which I loved it. But I was like,
did they throw a flag?
No.
Oh wow. But it's back to you now. Our QB or your QB 30.
Yeah, my QB. Oh, QB 30. Yeah. Okay. Maybe wild. I'm not a fan of him, but I have Daniel Jones.
Oh.
I think Danny Dimes is going to be out of the league after this year. I just don't think he has any good qualities anymore. He's sure he can run, but he's going to trip on the grass. So, I don't know. I'm just not a fan of Danny Dimes.
Yeah. That is fair. That is completely fair. Here at 30 for me is Derek Carr.
Derek Carr. Okay.
Yes. I have him really low. Derek Carr is a good, he was a good quarterback, but this season showed that how bad he truly is.
Yeah.
Like, now. It's just his age. He just does not move in the pocket. His foot placement, his footwork is really bad. Whenever he throws, he's not, like, his body isn't at the receiver. It's, like, it's weird. It's...
I know what you're talking about. He's not the same as he was. I am a big Carr fan, too. That's why I am, too. I love Carr.
It's just his fall off when he left the Raiders. Fall off a cliff. It's just bad.
Freaking Raiders and Saints, dude.
Surely the Saints should have a top pick.
Yeah, I believe he might get replaced. I think Rattler could start by end of season.
Yeah, I think they need to give Rattler a chance.
Just, I mean, it wouldn't hurt.
Like, if you start off six games in the season and you're under 500, throw him in there.
Yeah. Actually, so I had Carr next. So, like, we're kind of, like, right there with Carr, I guess, in our rankings. So I had him at QB 29. Kind of the same reasons. I just think these bottom four, either bad situation or just bad QB. Bo, I think, is just bad situation. The rest of them, I think, are just bad QBs now. Like I said, I think they all get replaced outside of Knicks.
Yeah. So. Here, I have Daniel Jones.
Okay,
because I like Daniel Jones above Derek Carr, because he is younger and he, I think, in my opinion, he is better than Carr right now.
Fair.
Which isn't really saying a lot.
I think that's what it was for me.
What, Carr had a better cast?
I think he does coming into this year. He is a little bit better cast.
Yeah, but I think of the 22 season.
Yeah.
Fair. And he was an all right quarterback. Like, he wasn't anything special, but he was definitely – he led the Giants to the playoffs. So you can't hate it on it too much. But I think Jones will have a very massive fall off this year.
I think this past year he kind of fell off, especially injury and all, but, like, I just don't think he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, that's fair.
I guess I've already said that, though, so I don't know. I'm just not a fan. Not a fan of these bottom – outside of Knicks, I'm not a fan of these bottom three. And I think right here, probably going to differentiate a lot. This might be a little crazy. Geno Smith. Not a fan of Geno Smith. I think that he just was a fan. Like, just like Dave Canales was the reason he did good in his one good season. And just having three great wide receivers. But him himself, I don't think is that good a quarterback. He took a really big step back last year. And people were talking about them bringing in a QB. I think he continues that step back. And they bring in a new QB after this season. Maybe Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Or Sam Howell even comes. Sam
Howell, I would love Sam Howell.
I do. I like Sam Howell. I don't think he's as bad as people think he is.
Yes.
Here, for me, I have Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
Nah, he's okay. Good. He's, yeah, he is so bad.
Oh yeah.
He shows that he has not played football in 3 years. Like it shows a lot, and it's just he's not good. He's not like him. His old self at all.
It's really not.
And he's going to bring this Browns team down a lot.
We already did it in our 2025 early, right? We had them picking a QB because we think he's just going to be that bad. They got to bring in a QB.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, literally all these three teams right here that you have up, the Browns, the Giants, and the Raiders, I think we all had picking QBs. And probably Rattler will start. I think Rattler ends up being good, though. I'm a Rattler fan. I'm a Carr fan. So if Carr can teach Rattler how to be a better person, then Rattler's going to be great, and I still love Carr, though. So.
Well, I mean, Rattler is still, like, his teammates have came out and said, like, he was a leader in the locker room.
Yeah, but, like, it's, like, the high school stuff still, like, just the high school stuff.
Yeah, from the show.
Yeah. Exactly. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out who I want to put here. I'm just going to go ahead and do it. I feel like our rankings are kind of similar. I have Watson here. Just like these two are kind of neck and neck. I feel like I can flip-flop these. Now that I can see their face, I think I will put Watson back one and then Smith up one. But again, I think all five of these guys are out next year. So...
Yeah, I do too. Except maybe Jones. If the season, actually no, the reports have said otherwise.
Yeah, I think he'll probably and unless Watson, he literally lights it up.
Yeah, which now he has a true wide receiver once, so we've never seen sure. Jones with a weapon as good as Neighbors.
Yeah, and then with Watson, they might be stuck with him. So I guess there's that.
Yeah. This one's going to surprise people. I have Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels, okay. You had him lower than I do.
I hate the situation he's in. Like, I thought that was a terrible pick. I don't care about the Cliff Kingsbury. Oh, dude, he's going to... Like, whatever. No, I do not trust that at all. Like, what has Cliff... Yes, Cliff Kingsbury has worked with very talented quarterbacks, and they've performed well, I truly think, because of their talent. Not because, Cliff Kingsbury is a great offensive coordinator.
Okay.
I think Jaden Daniels will struggle this year. And he has more... His red flags are hard to ignore.
Yeah.
So, I'm just not the biggest Jaden fan right now.
So, you know what I realized on mine? I completely skipped over Jacoby Brissett. Oops. But I agree with you completely.
Oh, yeah. You could honestly just throw Jacoby Brissett up there.
Yeah. Brissett for me... was like right here, like just right in this range. I'm gonna put Jones ahead of him. I'm gonna have him as QB 30. So obviously Smith will have been moved up one. So Smith is at, 26. I guess so. 30,
yeah.
29, 28,
27, 26. Honestly, 26. I forgot Brissett, too.
Yeah. I did. I just completely, like, I went down, looked at my list. I was like, oh, yeah, Brissett. I was like, oh, I have him a little too high right now. So, yeah, I'll just to explain, I think Brissett starts the year. I think he ends up getting benched, but, like, because he's starting the year, I have him in the rankings. So, like, I genuinely, I think May, where did May go? I think May is probably, like, going to be, like, here, like, at QB, like, 21 this year. That's my prediction. I just don't think the cast will be that great for either of them yet. Maybe year two, but, like, right now I just don't think it's great.
Yeah. And the Patriots are truly in a rebuild mode right now.
We completely are.
But yeah. Honestly, I forgot Brissett too, so I'm going to throw him right behind Derek Carr. That kind of throws off the...
Throw off your list. Are you going to just take out Fields?
I'm just going to rank Fields and Wilson, like, right. Like, as a group.
Yeah.
Not just...
Honestly, yeah, fair.
Because...
Like I have it in my list. It's like a parenthesis thing, too, so understandable.
Because I don't know who's starting. Like, Wilson will start, but, like, they're... I would say Fields is better than Wilson right now.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. But who do I have at?
Yeah, I'm trying to find where my list is. Hold on.
32, 31, 30,
29, 28, 29, 25. You're not going to like my next one.
Here at 25, I have Anthony Richardson.
Ooh, spicy. All right. Not a lot higher on Richardson.
Well, no, I am too, but, like, the injury, like, I haven't seen much out of him. Like, these rookies and guys who haven't played as much,
yeah.
I'm going to be, like, I am very high on Richardson. I am. Like, I think he's going to be, like, he will break the top 15 next year.
I mean, he definitely could. I just couldn't put him in my top 15.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, not this year, but, like, after, like, if he plays a full healthy season, I think he'll break the top 15.
Totally fair.
Richardson is a very talented quarterback, but the injury, like, he got injured this year, so, like, what I saw from him, I really liked. He needs to learn how to protect himself. That's key number one.
Jaden Daniels needs that, too, though.
Yeah. But... Yeah, that's my 21 or 25.
Yeah, so I'll do my 25. You're not going to like this. We both love him. Wait, hold on. No, I
oh, brother.
Oh, no. I have Russell Wilson here.
Oh, okay.
I jump scared you. He's a little bit further down. I just completely missed over him. I have Russell Wilson here. I feel like he's getting worse and worse every year. And I don't love y'all's situation with him. I'm not an Arthur Smith fan. Never have been. Probably a fantasy vendetta, I guess. I don't know. I'm just not a fan of what he has and where he's going to.
Well, Russ ended the season off better. He ended the season off pretty decent.
He did. I feel like he's getting worse and worse every year. And, like, his style of play, I just question it.
Yeah, I think his age is really catching up to him because
Exactly. Whenever
he was in his prime, he would take off, like, if he has a hole, but now he just doesn't take off.
Yeah.
But...
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out my rankings now.
I am at 24.
Yeah.
I am going to put... What?
I said Ben DiNucci.
Oh, gosh, no. I'm going to put J.J. McCarthy here.
Okay. Thank you. I have permission now. I just didn't want to do it until you did it. We're in agreement.
Just because I love the situation he's going to. He's a rookie, so I don't know what I can expect from him. I expect an offensive rookie of the year, but that's just me. And yeah, I like JJ.
I think he might not start though. Like, that's my biggest issue. Like, I think they might start Sam just one game.
I think a game or two, I don't mind, but like, yeah, you can't. You drafted a quarterback that high, then you have to start him
eventually,
like within the season.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. This is actually where I have, where'd he go? Jaden Daniels at 24. Like you said, I love and hate the situation. I don't like his O-line. I think he can help it, though. But he's got to stop taking those cartoon-like hits. Like, he's got to stop doing the Looney Tunes type splat right into the defender. You know, like, he's just got to stop doing that. If he does that, he's fine. I think he could have a good season. I'm just worried for him.
And he's undersized, too. He's a smaller guy.
He's the same size as Lamar was, but just not as much muscle mass.
And not as good.
Yes, exactly.
But here, I have all the rookies that are going to start, correct?
Yeah, I hope so.
I believe. Yes. Okay, so here I'm going to put Caleb Williams.
Caleb over...
It's not because... I'm not doing this like, oh, what I think the... this isn't like a prediction. It's just like where I'd rank them like right now. And I think Caleb is better than all those guys that have been in the league so far. So I think Caleb will be much higher than this this upcoming year, but right now I'm just going to put him at 22 because I just don't know what to.
Yeah, I kind of get where you're coming from, honestly. Like, I completely do. Okay, frankly, I'm surprised you didn't do it, but I have Bryce Young at this spot. I like Bryce. I don't feel like we saw anything, you know? Like, I just think the situation was so bad that we just didn't get to see anything from him. I think we could see, like, a young Russell Wilson from him, but, like, only time tells. So.
Yeah, I think Bryce Young's situation was really, really, really bad.
It was Mac Jones' sophomore season bad.
Yeah. But that's, I'm going to put Bryce Young on my list next as well. Because of the reasons we've already said.
Yeah. No, honestly, and with your reasons with Caleb, I was going to put him that low. But I just think he's going to be that good, I can't put him that low. Like, I feel like that's just doing him an injustice. And I just can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That's fair. Like, completely fair. But, like, I couldn't put Caleb above Tua, even though how much I think Tua is bad. It's just Tua, his stats show that, he's one of the top, quote-unquote, top quarterbacks in the league. So,
Williams makes tomorrow for me. He will be tomorrow for me. I will say that.
Yeah. That's fair.
I'm crazy high on him. But, okay, so it's my turn. This is where I had McCarthy going. So, we were kind of like... about the same, I feel like, with these guys. Yeah. I like McCarthy's situation this year, but he's a rookie, so he's going to make mistakes. Obviously, rookie seasons, I don't expect much. Aside of Williams, he's going to the best situation we've seen in forever. I feel like McCarthy's close, but Williams was the number one overall pick coming into last year for this year's class and everything. So he was like, I expect big things. But McCarthy, I'm like... if you can finish it around quarterback 20, it's a good season.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Here I have we're at
21.
21, okay.
Yeah, I had to recount.
Yeah. Let me make sure I have everyone on this. Okay. Yep. Here I'm gonna go with Will Levis.
Will Levis, alright.
Yeah. I really liked what I saw from him this year, but I do think he will be higher than the, I don't know. He'll be,
I could
totally see him being like a Baker Mayfield type player in this league.
I think he's a dog.
Yeah, I do too. I think, I don't know, he just has a big question mark on me. Like, on himself, because I don't know what to expect from him this year. Coming off a good season, I do expect another good season from him, but I just don't know yet. So
I was a lot higher on him, I guess, than you were. He's today. I will say that much. I didn't put him top 15 or anything. I'm not crazy, but I don't know. I'm a big fan of Levis. And I'm just going to keep on that train. Like, I'll admit I was wrong when I had him ranked on rookies originally, but I'm a big fan of him now, especially the Miami game. He won me over.
Oh, yeah, that Miami game was incredible.
Here's where my list gets a little nuts. Bear with me. I got Kirk Cousins.
Oh, brother.
Achilles, he's 36. And I don't like the Falcons. So, it was like 28-3 to me, you know? I just couldn't pick where he's going to go.
Wow.
You
are very low on Cousins, I see.
Yeah, it's the injury, dude. I have that with him and Rodgers. I'm low on them both.
That is fair. That is completely fair. But when I think Kirk will make that comeback, and he has a really good offensive line in Atlanta as well. Good weapons or weapons. Worst he weapons. Has weapons.
Yeah, he has
wide receiver core is a little shaky.
All he's got is London and Pitts and Jonnu.
Yeah. Yeah, very low on Cousins, I see.
I am not a Cousins fan anymore. I like Cousins. I just think the injuries are just going to catch up to him at his age. I wanted to put Rodgers next, to be honest. I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't talk myself into it. Like, right after Cousins, I wanted to do Rodgers, but I just couldn't do that.
Yeah, that's understandable. So we're at 20 right now.
Yeah, we're at 20.
I'm making sure I won't miss anyone because I am a little... my list in this is like a little off board. But...
You haven't said Geno Smith.
Yeah, no, like this whole thing's like throwing me off. Okay. Oh gosh. Yeah, dude, that's throwing me off. So I'm gonna put Geno Smith where Bryce Young is. Bryce Young at 20. Sorry, I'm changing up my list. Because I forgot. Yeah.
It's like this.
And then... yeah.
Or do you want me to flip him and Levis? Or, like, is that good?
Yeah, no, that's... Actually, him and Levis. Him and Levis, because I'm higher on Levis than Bryce Young.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Geno Smith at 21 or 22.
22.
Because basically everything Zane said. Like, this year was rough for him, and I just think he's older. I think that one year he was incredible. His accuracy was amazing, but I just think that was a one-hit wonder.
I think it was Dave Canales.
Yeah.
He was also done it with Baker now.
So. Yeah, but Geno Smith's accuracy that year was incredible. Like, he was hitting every throw, I feel.
Okay. I'm changing up my list now. Not, like, switching anybody, but, like, different than what I was going to have. So this is where I'm actually putting Richardson. Kind of for the reasons you had. I like what I see, and I think he can be better. I think he probably could end up being higher, like, towards here. But I just can't put him higher than 20 right now, just because he only played 4 games. Like, if he played more and didn't get hurt and we could have seen more out of him, I could put him higher, easily put him higher. But he didn't play, so I had to keep him lower. And I feel like guys like Baker and even Rodgers, like, it's Aaron freaking Rodgers. I can't put Rodgers lower than him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's completely fair. Yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of where I'm sitting at. The injuries, and then some of the rookies, and the oldies and rookie.
Yeah. Well, instead of, on my list, instead of Russell Wilson, I'm going to flip it around, and I'm going to put, say, Wilson or Fields instead. Just to throw some mix in there to our list.
Over Levis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
I think Fields is a very talented quarterback. He can run the ball. His accuracy, there's a little bit concern of accuracy there. A little late on throws, but I think Fields is going into a great situation here. And I truly do think that Fields could walk in here and be a really good system quarterback for us. Run heavy, play action, kind of like that 2019 Titans offense.
I
think that's what Arthur Smith is going for. And adding a running quarterback into this mix, I think Fields, his numbers will look a lot better this year.
That's completely fair.
And I would much rather have Fields be our starter than Wilson.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to have a higher upside with Fields than Wilson, honestly.
And he's so much younger. Yeah.
Where'd he go? Where's Levis? Obviously, that's who I'm putting next. Am I missing him?
Levis is beside Patrick Mahomes, the GOAT.
Sorry, I just kept seeing the GOAT next to Patrick Mahomes, and I just, you know, didn't realize he was there. I have these two.
Oh, you're talking about Justin Herbert, the GOAT.
Yeah, obviously. I have these two next to each other. I think they're very similar in, like, they can be higher. They have high upside. They had solid seasons for what they played. They just didn't play enough to put them any higher than this for me. So that's where I have Levis at, I think this is 19? Yeah,
we're 19. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But yeah.
No.
I like Levis though, so I'm kind of biased. I also think his team's good around him, so I think the Titans are gonna be good.
Yeah, yeah. You are high on Levis, aren't you?
High on Levis and
or the Titans. Sorry, I'm just making sure I'm like making sure I get the quarterback correctly. We're at 18 now.
We start out
17.
Yeah, we're at 18. Here's the
18. Okay. Well, here I am putting Baker Mayfield.
You don't like Baker, or you do like Baker?
Wait, am I making? Hold up. Sorry. Do I have Kirk Cousins on my list? No, okay. Erase that. Okay. Going back with that statement. No, Baker. I'm Sorry, me and Zane had a discussion, like, are we adding rookies? And then it was a whole, but I'm adding Kirk Cousins. The injury, of course, I really like Cousins. I think he's going into a really good situation here. And I think that he will perform pretty well. I don't think he'll have to move around in this offense a lot. I don't think his it was a Achilles. Yeah, Achilles. I don't think that will affect him. He's had a while to recover from it. So as long as he will be an all right quarterback.
Fits. Well, it's the Rams system, and like so what Stafford does, if he does just exactly what Stafford does, he'll be fine. I just don't think he has as good a supporting cast as he did with the Vikings, and I think that might hurt him a little bit. That's just how I see it, though.
Yeah, that's completely fair.
Yeah. You mentioned Baker. I think this is where I'm putting Baker. Yeah. Wait, I had Kirk. Yeah, I did. Okay. This is where I'm putting... Where'd he go? This is your list. That's why. This is where I'm putting him. I think Baker... I like Baker. I like most of his cast. The O-line needs help. The wide receivers are great. He had a good season last year. I don't think he was great last year, but he was good last year. I don't know. I like Baker a lot. Honestly, these guys are kind of that same tier of can-be-betters, but I got to put them right here for now. I had to put Baker over these two, though, because they didn't show as much as Baker did.
Yeah. I think Baker here is a good spot. His receivers in the playoffs did not help him at all. Against the Eagles? Godwin,
like, what are they doing?
Oh, my gosh. They dropped every pass they threw him to.
Godwin was like Butterfingers. Yeah. Not Godwin. It was Evans who was Butterfingers, which is kind of new.
Yeah, that kind of threw me off whenever he kept dropping passes. But I have Baker here as well.
You've been coming up from me, I guess.
Yes.
If the app will work. There we go. Good job.
Yeah. I have Baker here at...
17?
17. Yeah, Baker surprised a couple people this year. He did have bad games. I still think Baker's a middle of the road quarterback. I don't think he'll lead the Bucs to the Super Bowl, but I think he could lead it. He can lead a team to the playoffs.
Exactly my thought process with Baker right now, and I like Baker's swagger. If I'm being honest.
Yeah, I liked Baker even in Cleveland, but he just seems like I feel like his ego is very high.
I think he was a very high ego guy until he got cut, or like traded and then cut and then cut and then cut and then brought to the Bucks.
Yeah.
He's kind of humbled out, and like it's like helped his game tremendously, in my opinion. I think he's turning around.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
Yeah. So I like where we both kind of have Baker. So that's 16-17. That's 17-18 area. What am I missing? I might be missing a QB. 3, 4, 5, 6.
It doesn't look like it. Caleb?
I feel like I'm missing somebody, though.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, this is 20.
Trevor?
19, 18, 17, Goff? 16.
Purdy?
Okay, well, if I figure out where I'm missing somebody, I will let you know, but I have Rodgers. Okay, Rodgers is 16. So I'm clearly missing somebody from 16 to... 16 to like 20 range, I think is where, like 16 to, I don't even know where I'm missing somebody right now, dog. Yeah, let's see. Young, okay. Nix, O'Connell, Brissett, Jones, Carr, Smith, Wilson, Watson, Daniels, Young, McCarthy, Cousins, Baker, Levis, Richardson, Rogers. Oh, okay. Now we're good.
Yeah,
now we're good. I miscounted.
Okay.
I was freaking myself out. Yeah, so Rodgers, I have Rodgers right here. I don't like Rodgers anymore. I loved Rodgers when he was on the Packers. I don't like him at all now. He acts like an idiot, and I don't know. And he's also on one of my least favorite teams, the Jets. I also just don't think he's going to come back as a 40-year-old from an Achilles. Kind of the same reasons as Cousins. Because before, he was like top 15, going to be great quarterback as always. But now he's 40 years old with an Achilles injury coming back. So I'm curious to see what happens with him.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if anyone could come back, I feel like it's Rodgers.
Completely fair.
Because Rodgers is a Hall of Fame quarterback, one of the best to ever do it, and I truly think that he could be a really good, or I think he could be really solid this year.
I think he definitely can be. Like I don't hate that at all. I honestly could put this whole section higher, but I'm just being like reserved with it because it feels better to put them right here right now at least.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like 16 to 20 we're higher on, but we don't know how to feel, and like 21 to 25 is like we don't know what to expect. And then below that is just dog water.
Yeah. Exactly. I think that pretty much sums it up for me right now, actually.
Yeah, that's how I'm thinking. But my I have Rodgers here.
Okay, I don't hate it.
Because Rodgers is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Like I said, I think if anyone can come back, I think it is Rodgers. Rodgers is a great quarterback, and that's it, really.
I completely understand. Are we missing a team?
Are we missing a team? I don't think so.
Am I like completely just out of my mind crazy right now? Because like
I don't know.
I got QBs. I got Kyler.
I feel like it's correct so far. Yeah, because all the guys that are still left are guys in my top 15.
Yeah. Okay, because we're doing 16, so okay, so we're doing top 16, and then we'll have 15 through 1. Okay, so it'll be one less tomorrow. Is that how that's working?
I believe so. Yeah, okay. I believe so. Just a heads up, I know you can't see. We're at 43 minutes, so.
I mean, that's fine. Well, a little shorter episode this week. They'll probably be a little bit shorter now. At least just because, you know, we're hitting the off season. And so stuff's going to get shorter. There's going to be less stuff to talk about. I hope that's okay. But yeah, we're going to try and pump out some content for y'all, per usual, at least. To round out my list, though, I have Kyler Murray. I love Kyler. I think Marvin Harrison's going to be great. And honestly, nope, can't even do it. It's I can't put Williams at day two. I saw him again. I'm like, I can't put that nail painter on day two. I got Williams here at 16. I think Williams is going to be great. And I think 16 is like the perfect spot for him. If he finishes like a top 15 quarterback, Bears, congrats. You finally have a quarterback. I mean, like took what every possible year of your franchise ever.
Never had a 4,000 yard.
Yeah, they've never had one. They had a wide receiver stat crazy too. And I was less like, bruh, like they've had a bunch of these crazy stats.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to have Caleb rounding out the list. It was him and Kyler neck and neck. They kind of look the same. I got to be honest. hair.
They kind of like, do somewhat, like the hair,
and the mustache, like in the beard mustache look going. It's like the exact same.
Yeah, like Caleb looks like a frat guy, and then like Kyler looks like a kid that's excited to get to the fair.
Kyler looks like the guy who would play Caleb Williams in a movie.
Yeah, he kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's just where I'm going to run up my list.
I have 15. I have 16, correct?
Yeah, yeah, you have 16. Because we ended up flipping. You ended up at 2.
Oh, wait, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, my fault. This list has been kind of confusing.
Oh, good. I'll leave these up for y'all. Here's his list, and here's mine. The what was I gonna say? The schedules aren't out yet, are they?
No, I think they come out May 12th.
That's
wait. Let me look it up real quick. I swear it said May 12th. When do NFL schedules come out? Wednesday, May 15th. So, next episode, they'll be released.
Sweet. Yeah, so we'll probably talk about those at the end of the next one, maybe a little bit. Or we could just do a full episode on it afterward.
Yeah.
Or at least we could just attach it to something else or break it into two.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah. A little behind-the-scenes stuff again for y'all. I know y'all like seeing that. But I think that's probably where we wrap it up today. A little shorter episode. Hope y'all enjoyed. These are our 32 through 16. Check out 15 through 1, which will come out, I think, Friday, right? That'll be this Friday.
Yes. Friday at 8 a.m.
Friday at 8. So y'all check both out. I know the more exciting one's the next one, but feel free to give us some love. So thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you're listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or a comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in the next one. And peace out.
Peace.